Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to be listening to 2 hours of some great jazz this afternoon, featuring some music from Dr. John and a whole lot more. We're going to start off with music from a wonderful vocalist out of New York. Her name is Barbara Fasano, and this is a beautiful song written by Stephen Sondheim. It's called Stay With Me, and it melds right into a beautiful Harold Arlen Truman Capote song called House of Flowers. This is In Transition on CHUO FM.
To shield you from the world.
Music from a fine vocalist out of New York. Her name is Barbara Fasano, and she released a more or less a mini CD of three compositions, and this was one of them, Stay With Me and House of Flowers, featuring some beautiful sax work there from Adam Kolker, piano Rick Jensen, and on bass Joe Fitzgerald. She's supposed to be releasing a full-length CD sometime in the spring, and I'll definitely keep you posted on that. Well, here's music from a wonderful pianist by the name of Bobby Timmons and his trio, featuring Sam Jones on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Here's another medley, and we're going to start off with Your Blasé and go right into a beautiful version of Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched.
Thank you.
A beautiful solo rendition there from pianist Bobby Timmons, and we listened to Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and before that we listened to You're Blasé. Well, Stevie Wonder had to be one of the most influential pop writers of the past 25 years. And there's a beautiful release out now by saxman and reedist Naji. And this goes out to my good friend Indica, who was contemplating getting some material from Naji as part of a music club that she would like to join. So, Indica, if you're listening, this is a fine example of Naji and his beautiful playing. And on this particular song that we're going to listen to, it's called Sir Duke, and it was one of Stevie Wonder's most famous and certainly more interesting compositions as far as I'm concerned. This features Naji on flute, George Duke is on piano, Michael Cimbello on guitar, Freddie Washington on bass, Leon Chancellor on drums, and Gary Grant on trumpet. You'll also included in this song are taped material from the 1980 documentary film called Memories of the Duke. Also included are four bars of Mood Indigo and parts of a 1971 interview with Stanley Dan. So this is a very interesting rendition of Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke.
How did Duke get his name?
He used to dress real sharp and started calling him the Duke. And that's how he got his nickname, Duke.
And here he is, the Duke of Ellington.
A rehearsal piano player, jive time conductor, band leader, and sometimes just do nothing but take the bows, you know.
thank you for the wonderful way you've inspired us. Remind you that you are very beautiful, and we love you madly. Ciao, welcome.
Life is a book that we study. Some of its leaves bring a sigh. There it was written by my buddy. Yeah, we must fall, you and I. Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy. My buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, touch of your hand, long to know that you my buddy, my buddy, your buddy, Missy. Buddy, misses you. I miss your voice, touch of your hand, and I long to know that you understand, my buddy. My buddy, your buddy, misses you.
What a lovely version there by the one and only Dr. John. And that was taken from a wonderful album that he made quite a while back called In a Sentimental Mood. And we listened to the vinyl copy of that particular recording. Naji before that with a wonderful version of Sir Duke, written by the great Stevie Wonder and featuring some interesting sampling in there along the way. Very well done. And it's currently available on EMI Records, actually EMI CDs. And if you want to check it out, it should be in your favorite CD store. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your dial. And we are serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Well, let's change the pace a little bit here, and we'll get a little funky with some music from Gene Ammons from an LP that he recorded quite a number of years ago called The Happy Blues. It features Ammons on tenor sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, some beautiful alto sax work from Jackie McLean, Duke Jordan's on piano, Addison Farmer's on bass, Art Taylor's on drums, and the great percussionist Candido is on congas. Now, this song we're going to listen to was written by Jackie McLean, and it's called Madhouse.
Thank you.
That was an excerpt from the Clarinet Summit Live in Concert at the Public Theater, featuring Alvin Batiste, Jimmy Hamilton, John Carter, and David Murray, a beautiful recording that they made for the Indian Navigation label back in the mid-80s. And I'm not sure if it's been re-released on CD or not, but I remember when this album came out, audiophiles went nuts because the recording is so well done. You can hear the hall, you can hear the stage, you can just see them there playing and getting into this great music. Other tracks on this album include The Jeep's Blues, Groovin' High, Sweet Lovely, Honeysuckle Rose, and what we just listened to is a very interesting composition called the Washington Square Park Episode. Must have been quite an episode. Well, we're going to continue now with a brief composition from Adam Rudolph from his latest CD called The Dreamer. Very interesting CD featuring 12 compositions based on some drawings by Nancy Jackson. And we're going to listen to the second image, and right after that we're going to go into some lovely music from Ian Bellamy, a beautiful sax player. And we're going to finish up with Jan Garbarek from his album It's Okay to Listen to the Gray Voice. We're going to listen to the title track. And right after that, I'm going to come back and introduce you to some music from Henry Red Allen as we celebrate his birthday today. And I asked Gordon what year he was born, and he said it was somewhere around 1905, 1906. He wasn't quite sure. But we're going to listen to a couple of great compositions that featured Henry Red Allen. So let's get started now with music from Adam Rudolph and a song entitled Second Image.
Thank you. This is Lisa McDee for Midnight Soul. Tune in to 89.1 every Monday night from 11 to 12 midnight for your best in slow jams. That's every Monday night from 11 to 12. It's your best bet.
We just listened to some beautiful music from Jan Garbarek from his album entitled It's Okay to Listen to the Grey Voice, released in 1985 on the ECM label, and it features Jan on tenor and soprano sax, David Torn on guitar, guitar synthesizer, and DX7, Eberhard Weber on bass, and Michael DePasqua on drums and percussion. Well, as I mentioned earlier, trumpet sensation from New Orleans, Henry Red Allen, is celebrating a birthday today. He's long deceased, but his spirit is there and his music is definitely still with us. And I was talking to Gordon and told him that I was going to do a little tribute to Henry Red Allen. We're going to listen to two tracks from 1934. Actually, these were made July 28th, 1934. And they were recorded for the ARC label, which stands for the American Record Company. And both these tracks we're going to listen to feature Henry on trumpet, Keg Johnson on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Horace Henderson on piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Elmer James on bass, and Walter Johnson on drums. The first track we're going to hear is Henry Allen and his orchestra, and a beautiful song called There's a House in Harlem for Sale. And with the same orchestra and the same personnel, we're going to listen to a great version of the Rug Cutter Swing. So here is my little tribute to the great New Orleans trumpetist, Henry Red Allen.
Thank you.
I guess you always know that when you put those two musicians together, you get beautiful music, and that certainly was the case with this 1976 recording from Joe Venuti on violin and Earl Hines on piano, and Earl's composition entitled Rosetta. That was taken from a chiaroscuro release called Hot Sonatas. We're going to continue now with a new release from vocalist Barbara Paris out of Colorado, and it's called Happy Talk. And it really swings. We've got some great musicians on here. Joe Bonner's on piano. Richie Cherilous is on tenor, alto, and flute. Kenny Walker on bass. And Mike Whitehead on drums. And let's listen to Benny Golson's composition, Whisper Not.
Sing clear, sweet words in my ear, not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on until you bring back the thrill of a sentimental tune that died too. A harmony was lost, but you forgave. I forgot, whisper not of quarrels past. You know we've had our last, so now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternally. So now we'll be on key. will whisper on eternally.
That was music from Russell Garcia and a song entitled Variation Number 7. We're going to continue now with music from the great trumpet player Charles Tolliver. You don't hear much of him these days, and I was scanning one of the news groups on the internet, and there's a lot of questions as to where he is, what he's doing, what's going on with him, and no one really seems to know, so I hope he's still around teaching or whatever. But this recording that I'm going to play is from an Arista release of 1975. The name of the album is called The Ringer, and it features Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Stanley Cowell on piano, Steve Novosel on bass, Jimmy Hopps on drums, and we're going to listen to a song written by Charles Tolliver entitled Spur.
Thank you. Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
We just listened to music from Henry Threadgill and his sextet, taken from an album that he released a number of years ago for the About Time label. It was called Subject to Change, and it was recorded in New York City, December of 1984. The song that we listened to was called This, and this album features a lot of incredible musicians, including Amina Claudine Myers, Deidre Murray, Fred Hopkins on bass, Ray Anderson on trombone, Rasul Siddiq on trumpet, John Besh on percussion, Firon Akhlaf on percussion and recitation, and Henry Threadgill on flute, clarinet, alto, and tenor sax. One of my favorite musicians, especially when he was with the band Air, and they released a number of great recordings during the 80s. Well, I have a brief announcement here that I'd like to make. On Saturday, January 20th, from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., the Ottawa International Jazz Festival is holding a special benefit evening in support of Jazz 96. Now, the second floor of the World Exchange Plaza will be alive with the sounds of the Magnolia Rhythm Kings and the Jeremy Thompson Group, local jazz that's just too good to miss. Now, join us for an exciting evening of entertainment, merriment, and good company in traditional jazz festival style. Rhode Island Reds will be providing fantastic fare for all guests, and a cash bar will be available throughout the evening. Exciting raffles with prizes totaling over $700 will be drawn throughout the evening, so don't miss your chance to win CD box sets, a ski package to Ski Voyage, a Voyager Colonial Montreal Canadiens hockey package, jazz festival packages, souvenirs, and much, much more. Now, there's a cover charge of only $5, and this will be collected at the door. Parking is free in the underground parking lot of the World Exchange Plaza. All proceeds for this event go directly to support the 1996 festival, which will be happening between July 19th and July the 28th, 1996. Now, the Ottawa International Jazz Festival is pleased to acknowledge the following sponsors of this benefit: the World Exchange Plaza, Rhode Island Reds, Upper Canada Brewing Company. Their generous support is making this event happen, and also important is that this is a licensed event. Now, if you want more information concerning this evening, you might want to contact the Ottawa International Jazz Festival at 594-3580. Well, for the past couple of years, this term acid jazz has been really bandied around in the industry, and I thought that we'd listen to a little bit of it here. Now, acid jazz, for a lot of people, would conjure up, I don't know, all kinds of images of music that's played in dance clubs and is not very, well, is very accessible, but is not really jazz. Well, there's a wonderful sampler from Instinct Records out of New York, and it's called This Is Acid Jazz, Bossa Brava. And I thought we'd listen to a few selections from this CD, starting off with a band called Mondo Grosso. And this is a very interesting composition called 5 p.m. Thank you. Sampling from this excellent compilation CD called This Is Acid Jazz, Bossa Bravo, and that's a fine compilation from the Instinct Records label out of New York. And we just heard a composition called Rumbata by Sergio Borre. Before that, we listened to Fez Bossa from the Palo Ascenza trio, and we started off with Vibe PM from Mondo Grosso. If you'd like to contact this label for more information, you can get a hold of them at area code 212-727-1360. And if you have a computer, you can email them at 72170.1753@compuserve.com. If you didn't get that, just call me in the studio at 562-5967, and I'll give you that information again. Well, we're going to go back now to the year 1962 and a beautiful album by Duke Ellington. It's called Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins. It's on the Impulse label. And it features some great Ellington alumni, including Ray Nance, Lawrence Brown, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, Duke Ellington himself, Aaron Bell, and Sam Woodyard. We're going to listen to a composition of Duke Ellington's called Limbo Jazz. And right after that, we're going to listen to a little Oliver Jones from his latest release called From Lush to Lively. Here's Duke Ellington on In Transition. Thank you. music from Oliver Jones from his latest CD entitled From Lush to Lively, and that was a song written by Oscar Peterson entitled Jazz Gavotte. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, and it looks like we're going to wrap up this afternoon's assemblage of fine jazz music with Don Menza and Pete Magadini's quartet live at Claudio's Jazz Club in Montreal, recorded August 24th, 1991. And we're going to listen to a beautiful composition entitled On a Misty Night.
Thank you.
Just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we just listened to music from Don Menza and Pete Magadini and a song written by Tad Dameron entitled On a Misty Night. Well, join me next Sunday for In Transition as we feature the music of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, the fine duet recordings that they made together for the Verve label. And Gordon Bennett will be sitting in on that as well as we celebrate that fine, fine music. Well, have a good week. Get out there and listen to some fine jazz. Coming up next, we have some great German music from Patricia until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Until then, bye for now.